Praise be Jesus and Mary. Now and forever. Today, in our institute, we celebrate the feast of Our Lady of Loreto, which honors the house, the very house in which our Lord was incarnate in the Virgin's womb, the Virgin Mary's womb. And it has the title Loreto because it now rests in the town of Loreto in Italy. Well, the foundation itself from that house still rests in Nazareth. The house, tradition tells us, and even science is proving it, the house was actually lifted from its place in Nazareth before it was overrun and carried aloft, first to Dalmatia and then to Italy, and finally resting in Loreto, where it still rests today. And the original structure is actually suspended in the air. You can actually slip a piece of paper through it, through the base. So it is said. But this is that very house in which, as I said, our Lord was incarnate. And that's the gospel passage we just heard. Up to the point, not quite to the point, where Our Lady then gives the word, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to thy word." And that moment, that very mystery took place. First, it required the consent of Our Lady, which she gave, thankfully for all of us, because this meant now our redemption. And it is very, particularly in this time of Advent, as we prepare to celebrate the very coming of our Lord, well, his birth in Bethlehem nearly 2,000 years ago, to reflect on that very mystery which began the very culmination of our salvation, the very incarnation of our word, of the Lord, his becoming flesh, becoming one of us in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in fact, in the house of Loreto, the altar there, there's a small altar inside the house, you have the words in Latin, and hic verbum caro factum est. Here, the word was made flesh. Taken from the prayer that we pray every day in the Angelus, three times a day, if we're all faithful to that prayer. When we say verbum carum factum et, then the word was made flesh. There, here, the word was made flesh. It emphasizes it. And so we reflect on that. That very house where this took place, this mystery. And it is this mystery that prepared the way for then the coming of the birth of our Lord in Bethlehem. So let us, as we go through today, reflect on that very mystery, which is the very culminating point, well, the very crossover from the Old Testament to the New Testament, the very beginning of our salvation, the very beginning of our redemption, that our Lord literally became flesh, took on our own nature, without diminishing his own divine nature, in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, conceived without original sin. We just celebrated that last Saturday, preparing her for this very great mystery, to be the Mother of God. Praise be Jesus and Mary, now and forever.